Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The Big Walk for Cancer, presented by Isuzu Motors South Africa, Saturday, 25 of October, 25 days away from the big day. And whoop, whoop. We are joined in the studio by one of the sponsors of the Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer, presented by Isuzu Motors South Africa, Dr. Sharon de Kock. She's a radiologist at Bay Radiology. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, all of you guys, and to all the listeners, and thank you for having me.
You are most welcome. Such a pleasure. You are most welcome. All right, so what can a patient expect when coming in for a mammogram and an ultrasound at Bay Radiology?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, not much. You just have to show up, basically, and we'll do the rest.
Well, how long does it usually take, and what does the experience entail?
Yeah, so you usually come to our rooms. The receptionist will just do the paperwork, and that's not going to take 5 minutes. Then the girls will come get you. You go to the back, and they've asked me to please tell the people not to put a dress on. Put a top on and a skirt on, or a top and a pants, you know, so that it's just easy accessible, obviously. And thereafter, the mammogram itself takes quick, not 10 minutes. You know, you might have to wait until the previous lady is done in the room. You might have to wait a little bit after until the previous ultrasound patient comes off the bed for you to get on, because we mostly do mammy and ultrasound, and then, like Carol Ann said the other day, the wait after the ultrasound kills her, because you've got to wait there for a little bit, and depending on obviously how busy we are, you know, what the backlog is, it might be a tiny bit, and obviously because the nerves are kicking in and, you know, whether you're going to get the go-ahead, everything is fine, or because the doctor needs to first have a look at the mammy and okay it before you can leave.
So that is
sometimes a little bit of a hold up.
I was just going to ask whether the radiologists are able to give the results, but then you cleared it up by saying you've got to wait for the doctor to first have a look.
Just have a look.
Okay.
I mean, even before we report on it, we just have a look to see whether the patient can go, or whether we need to do something else, or whether I want to see the patient and you don't want to see me, you know?
Bringing in the big guns. Sharon, just another thing that I want to clear up that we were debating off air before the interview, myself and the boys, is that there is a misconception that breast cancer only exists amongst women. And I was saying to them, guys, it does not, because they were like, no, Lee, you're going to do this interview because it's breast cancer. I'm like, but breast cancer does exist in men as well.
And how it does, definitely does. We do see a lot of male patients, and they mostly have what we call gynecomastia, is when the glandular tissue, basically, sometimes it can be bilateral, but sometimes it's only on the one side, forms a little bit more than expected, and it's usually due to medication that it can happen. But we do see breast CA as well in guys.
So guys, it's not an anomaly. It is something that does happen, and I am going to encourage you, when Sharon is off air, to show you how to actually do an inspection of your breast.
A self-examination,
especially because we've got a colleague here who's just turned 50. So I think he's within
being here so long and being here since the inception of the Algoa FM Big Walk for Cancer, I've seen quite a few hours to examine yourself.
Mm.
So, Leah, I'm quite an expert on it. Thank you so much.
Okay, that's excellent job. You've put my mind at ease.
Sharon, why is it important to compare previous breast imaging with current scans, and how does Bay Radiology ensure this is done effectively?
Gosh, that is the most important of it all. Hey, so we do, if it's a first timer, we call it your baseline. So, and every year when you come back, we compare your next examination with your previous one, so we can pick up early changes, you know, early changes. What is there now that wasn't there before? And that very early subtle changes, that is what makes early detection, you know, that is really what's going to detect it early and save your life at the end of the day.
Mm.
Yeah. So that is the big thing about having your mammy where you had it before, or if you move to the coast, like people from Bloemfontein, for instance, come to the coast to retire, then ask them to put your mammogram, your previous mammogram, on a disc so we can upload it on our system, you know, so that we can compare it, because it's of the utmost importance. Mm.
All right. I mean, in more complex cases, what advanced imaging options such as ultrasound and MRI are available, and how does this support early and accurate breast cancer detection?
Yeah, no, definitely. And that is more with the complex cases. You know, some people have beautiful see-through breasts that is mostly fatty replaced, and those are the dream of the radiologist. But the perky ones who's got lots of glandular tissue, they are the ones that is very dense and very hard to pick up stuff, you know. And then the ultrasound comes in. Then the ultrasound can maybe tell us whether this is just a cyst or whether it's a complex cyst or something more bothersome. And if the ultrasound doesn't clinch the deal, then we go over to like a MRI scan, and that is the top of the range scan basically, but an MRI scan, and we usually do it pre and post contrast so that we can see whether there is areas that enhances a little bit more than normal breast tissue. And so yeah, it's a quite complex story, but we do it all.
Sharon, I'm keen to know what you refer to the breasts that are the opposite of perky. What did you say?
Fatty.
The ones that are down below by the knees. Because perky, I'm assuming poke you in the eye. What are the ones? Because as far as I'm concerned, we refer to them as more like droopy. So what did you refer to them as in your diplomatic manner?
I called them fatty replaced.
Oh, so fatty replaced. So while we're talking about breast type and so on, let's move on to sizes and let's talk about the comfortability of mammograms. Some people worry that mammograms can be quite uncomfortable and, dare I say, even painful. And word on the street is that they're particularly painful if your breasts are smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just an unfounded rumor or an urban legend, or is it true?
You know what? Most of our patients tell us that they've been worked up to come for the mammogram for so long, and it's not half what they expected. Most patients will tell you that. And it also sometimes depends, especially for the younger ones who's still menstruating, you know, depending on what time of your cycle you are in, that can, your breasts are sometimes more sensitive. But other than that, you know, it's literally, it's not like in the olden days where you really have to have a lot of pressure. We do need enough pressure to be able to
spread.
Yeah, to get a very good, the best we can at least.
Yeah.
And then obviously we have other stuff like ultrasound and MRI, like we've just talked about. But it shouldn't be that painful.
She's very diplomatic.
At what age should you start, and how often should you have one?
Yeah, we these days, because we see breast cancer in younger patients, sometimes a lot of the youngsters come, say 35 for a baseline, and if the baseline looks good, we'll give them the go ahead with breast self-examination for the next few years. But from 40 onwards, we usually do it annually or biannually, depending on
what your baseline is.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Doc, just lastly, did Bay Radiology team up with Algae from the Bureau for Cancer and Isuzu Motors South Africa?
Is the question why?
Why? Why? Why?
Guys, I don't think anyone really knows about us, but we are the doctors who sit there in the that little dark.
Oh, everybody
corner.
Knows about you. Everybody knows. And can I just say, just on that point, before carry on with your response, a message, beautiful message from
Very
Angelo,
nice.
Just proof that we do know about you.
Oh, my gosh.
He says, hi, guys. I've been to Bay Radiology for a few, is it PET scans?
Yeah.
For a few PET scans. And just got to say, they are so professional, very friendly, very helpful. So a massive shout out to them.
We can just try, you know. But yeah, we play a pivotal role in the diagnosis of. So we are the ones who will read this, the X-ray, who will read your ultrasound, who will read your scan and tell your referring doctor that something is up.
Mm.
We are the ones who make the diagnosis. We are the ones who are going to do your lung biopsy, your liver biopsy, your kidney biopsy, the breast biopsy, even before there's a mass to be felt, you know, of the microcalcifications. We are the ones who's going to do your follow-up scans. Who's going
to? So radiologists are not just for fractured arms, bones.
Definitely not. And we walk along the way with you. So we thought, why are we not sponsoring these people?
Mm.
I mean, we enter and we support all the time.
Yeah.
And then last year, one of my colleagues asked, but why are we not a sponsor of this, you know?
Mm.
So it just made sense to be.
Oh, and we're so thankful. What an incredible partnership. We're really, really thankful to have you on board as a partner to the Algo FM Big Walk for Cancer presented by Isuzu Motors.
Absolutely.
South Africa.
Dr. Sharon de Kock, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll see you in 25 days from now on the 25th of October. That is when we'll be walking for cancer.
And I will see you again after the big walk as I schedule my mammogram.
Oh, I can't wait.
Good. Thanks for joining us this morning on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.